comes to meet his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Ima Rasi Sheyichil, the schus Moshe Rabin Peshadina, Shein Dolchana Bas Malka, Rabbi Zuk Benes Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, the Baruch Abba Atzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeyem. It says in the Torah, V'lai Kari Odes Shimcha Avram, V'hai Shimcha Avram, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. You're no longer Avram, you're Avraham, because you're now of Hamon Goyim, the extra hay. You are the father of many nations. I have placed you. Rashi Av Hamon Goyim, Lashon Nutrikin Shel Shmo. Avraham of Hamon Goyim. That's like a Nutrikin, an acronym of his name. V'reish, Shehaisa, Bo, Batchila Shel Haya Av El Adam La'aram Shumakomo. V'achshav Av L'cholom, V'reish, Shehaya Bo, Batchila, Lo'azazim Makom, V'shaf Yitzhel Sarin, Yisram Al Ashchina, Atchel Sifu Yoshua, Shenamar, Vayikra Moshe Yoshua, Benun Yoshua. So, you have Avram and Avram, but where's the reish in Av Hamon Gimna Saticha? The answer is, originally he was Avram of Ram, the father of Ram, and then he became the father of many nations. And then he became the father of many nations. So, first he was Avram, so the Reish, and the Reish stays there. And then now he's Av Hamon Goyim, he keeps the Reish for the Avram, and he becomes an Av Hamon Goyim. So you have the extra Ham, because the Hamon Goyim. So you have the Avram, and that's the Avram, and then the Ham is going to be Av Hamon Goyim. And so the Reish stays, just like the Yid of Sarai, it was angry at the Shekhinah, got lost from Sarai, and then it was added to the name of Joshua, as it says that Moses called Hosea, Yoshua binu, Hoshea binu, and Yehoshua. So the Yud ended up going to Yehoshua. Adkan, Midirash, and it was the shame Avram, Behei, which should really be Avaham, Avamon Goyim, and because originally it was Avram. So now he's no longer Avram, it's Av Hamon Goyim, but you're going to keep the Reish. And we find by the Yud of Sarai that it also didn't move because it went to Yehoshua. But l'chora, the question is that sof the Yud of Sarai was moved. It was just, she was Zocha afterwards that it was put in the name of Yehoshua. So why the Reish of Avram didn't move at all and the Yud of Sarai did move? And Be'emes, the Lashon of Rashi's Mashmal, but the Yud of Sarai didn't have that much of a Tviya to stay in its place like the Reish of Avram. Because he writes, Sha'af Yud Shel Sarai Nisrama. So it says, Af, this Lashon of even, it's Mashma, that since we see that even the Yud of Sarai didn't have such a Tviya to stay in its proper place, nevertheless, it was Misraim. Even the Yud of Sarai had a complaint. And this complaint was justified, and therefore was put in the name of Yehoshua. In other words, it had less of a taina than Avram. Af! Yuchel Sarai Nisrama. So not only the Reish of Avram would have had a taina to stay, but even the Yud of Sarai had a taina to stay in Sarai's name. And it ended up being added to Yehoshua. So if the Yud of Sarai ended up somehow staying, even though it didn't, it went to Yehoshua. But even if the Yud of Sarai has a taina, certainly the Reish of Avram has a taina. So we want to know why the taina of the Reish of Avram to stay in the name of Avram is stronger than the Yud of Sarai. Apparently they both have an equal taina. Rashi's Mashma, even the Yud of Sarai had a good taina. Good enough, not as strong as Avram, but good enough that it was able to be at least preserved in the name of Yehoshua. And the Reish of Avram had an even stronger taina, and therefore it stayed with Avram. So you want to understand this mysterious give and take with the letters of the Shemos of our Avos HaKadoshim, and in order to do so we are going to be helped by the Sefer Merkevis Yecheskel. So later on in the Torah, we see Parakid Zayin Pasuk Tesvav Yirmi Lekim Al Avram Sarai Shlechol Etekorei Shemai Sarai Shma Sarai Ki Sarai Shma. So Sarai, your wife, is not going to be called Sarai because her name is Sarah. Rashi explains Etekorei Shma Sarai the Mashma Sarai Sarai Leave Lo Lacherim Ki Sarai Shma Nashik is going to be Sarah. Of everybody, the Yeshli Stapek. So we have the following suffix. Even now, is she still Sarah Lavram? Right, because God says to Avram, Sarai Ishtecha. You don't call her name Sarai. Sarai is Masha. She's my Sar, my minister, and now she's going to be the Sar to everybody, Sarah. So is pshat that even now she's still the Sarah to Avram, but now she's also Sarah on everybody, or no? Me'achshav, Avram's going to be Avamon Goyim. She's not a Sarah on him anymore. She's Sarah, she's ministering over everybody except for Avram. So we want to know now what the status of Sarai is after she became Sarah. Is she still the Sarai over Avram or no longer? L'chora, we can say that ain't a chinami. She's still Sarah over Avram, but since Avram is Av Hamon Goyim, if she would have remained the Sar, the minister, the master over him, then she would be Sarah over everybody, wouldn't have had to change her name. Right, because if Avram is the leader of everybody, the father of everybody, and she's Sarai on Avram, she's my master, Avram's master, so Mimela, she's Sarai over everybody. You don't have to change her name. If she's the Sarai over Avram, like Rashi says, that she originally was, then certainly she's Sarai over everybody after he becomes Avamon Goyim. So from this it would appear that Be'emes, from the fact that we changed, so we didn't have to change her name, from the fact that we changed her name, it means that she's no longer the minister over Avram, she's no longer the Sarah over Avram, rather, just over everybody, and therefore, she's not Sarai, she's Sarah. And if that's what we say, Be'emes, we couldn't leave the Yud of Sarai b'makoma. Because Lakushta, the truth of the matter is, she's no longer a Sarah to Avram. She's no longer the minister over Avram. So you have to take away the Yud. And therefore, there's a weaker taina of the Yud of Sarai. And that's why Rashi said, She'af Yud Shel Sarai Nisrama. That even though it couldn't stay in its place, nevertheless, it still had somewhat of a valid complaint. Like, it's not fair that I'm completely taken away. So the Yud had not as strong a taina, but some level of taina, that the Yud shouldn't be lost from Sarai. And therefore, at least it was placed in the name of Joshua. However, the Reish of Avram, which is because he was the Nutrikan of Le'aram, Nirapashut, that now that he became an Av Hamon Goyim, he's still an Av Le'aram. Because Aram is included in the Hamon Goyim. Now that he became an Av Hamon Goyim, he's still the Av Le'aram, and therefore the Reish remains. So yeah, now his fatherhood has been expanded to all the nations, but you don't have to uproot the Reish, because his Abahut, his fatherhood of Aram, is still extant. However, it's true that there's no need to remove the Reish, because it's al kol panim, there's no need to move the reish, but nevertheless, it's not necessary, because b'chal masayim aneh, Aram is included in Hamon Goyim. So what do you need the reish there for? And that's why Rashi says the reish was there, because it was already zocher to be in the name of Avram. You don't need the reish, he's Av Hamon Goyim. He's certainly of the Aram, but it remained because it was originally a name of Avram, like we see in the Yud of Sarai, that even though we had to move it, but it still has a tain. In other words, once it's already Kone Makom in the shame, so it's really better not to remove it. And that's why once it came in the name of Avram, so it stays there even though it's not necessary. And Sarai, there was more of a need to remove it because she's no longer the Sarai of Avram. It's not true anymore. Here, it's just Bechal Masayim Mana. If he's Avram, he's certainly of Laram, but you can still keep the Reish in there because it was already Konan Makomo. It already established its place in the name of Avram. But Yesh Lahayir, that this is Yitachin only, Lefi Mashi Shina Rashi Milashan HaGemara. Rashi changed the words of the Gemara. There it says Meikara, she was Sarai Le'umasa. She was the master of her nation. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that originally she was Lotikrashima Sarai Demashma Sarai Li. She was Abraham's master. Rashi says she was a master to her nation. And therefore you didn't have to take away the Yud. And the same Kal V'chomer that Rashi makes with the Yud of Sarai, that you didn't have to remove it. And that Rashi says that the Reish of Avram state and the Yud of Sarai had a Taina, and it was nevertheless removed. So that's only because of how Rashi brings it down, that she was first Sarai to Avram and now she's Sarai to everybody. So there it's a weaker Taina because she's no longer the master of Avram. Because then you wouldn't have to change her name, because now Avram's master of everybody. If she's master over, she's certainly master of everybody. For the fact that you changed the name, she's no longer master over Avram. So the Yud is a weaker Taina. So Rashi says, Af, that's a weaker Taina, and therefore she lost her Yud. Sarai lost the Yud. But the Fida Gemara, you can keep the Yud, because originally, just like you kept the Reish of Avram, just like the Reish of Avram was kept because he's still of La'aram, now he's just father for more. So to the Yud of Sarai, she's still Sarai Lu'umasa, now she's Sarai to everybody, Sarai Al-Akol. So according to the way the Gemara has it, you can keep the Yud. However, everything that we learned until now, that Avram, after he became Avamon Goyim, still remained Av La'aram, is based on the assumption that Avamon Goyim means that he was a father for all the Umas HaOlam, even Begoyusan. Even when they're Goyim, he's the father of everybody. That we paskin. Ger, maybe Vekorek, as he can say, Asher Nisbat Lov Sein, Allah Seis Lanu, because he's Avamon Goyim. It's not because that he's a father to the Geirim B'Misuyam. But rather, Bikurim, we find only by Geirim, not by B'nai Noach. And B'nai Noach aren't in the Shvua. Of Lo Seis Lanu. But B'Yisorah Dvarim, Avram is even enough to B'nai Noach. In other words, we're assuming now that Avram Avinu is the father to all the B'nai Noach, including the Gerim. And a Ger is maybe V'kori. You can say Asher Nishbat Lav Aseinu Lo Seis Lanu, because the Lo Seis Lanu relates only to the Gerim. And the reason the Ger can say this is it's only a Ger who's saying this, because a Goy isn't bringing Bikurim. A Goy isn't bringing Bikurim, and a Goy can't say Lo Seis Lanu. But when a ger says Asher nisbadlo v'sein olos islanu, it's not because Avram is specifically the father of gerim. It's because Avram is the father of everybody, and that's been our assumption until now, that Avram Avinu was the father of everybody, even Bnei Noach. And it's mefurish in Rashi later on in the pasuk, VeHashem Amar Hamechase Ani MeAvram Asher Ani Oseh. Rashi Asher Ani Oseh Bistom. So Avram Goyim, how could I destroy Stom? He's Avram Goyim, these are his children. So even the Goyim are his children. I have to tell him if I'm going to destroy it. Even the Goyim are his children. However, not so pashut. Not so pashut. Till now we're assuming that all the goyim are Avram's children. But now we have a Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. Avelagir maybe v'kori l'fisha. Namel Avram avim yogim nesaticha. Hare you of kol olam kulun shenichnosin tachas kanfei hashchina. Will Avram ha'isa shvua tchil ishishu banav esaharetz. V'ayinu baruga b'mechtav shal Avram l'aravadi agir. So the Rambam here holds that Hamon Goyim, that Avram is a father to those who are Mizgayer Nichens Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Asher Lefizeh would appear, Lechora, that the name of Av L'Aram that he originally had, because that was his place, he lost. Because now his Abos over Aram was Avos, he was the father of Goyim when they were Goyim. And now what is he? He's only the father to the Jews and the Gerim, so he's no longer the father to Aram. And now Rashi doesn't work anymore. What did Rashi want to say? Rashi wanted to say that Veresh Shahaisa Bo Mit Bitchila Shloiv El Aram Shumakomo Vachshavav L'Chol HaOlam. So the Resh sticks in there, and this is Resh's Lo Zazen L'Mimakoma. This Resh doesn't move because he's still the Av to Aram. But according to this Rambam, he's no longer Av to Aram. He lost being Av to Aram. Now he's only the Av to Jews and Gerim. So according to this Rambam, אנחנו צריכים להבין why is he still called Avraham with the Resh? He's no longer Av L'Aram. Only according to Rashi he is, because he's still the Av to the Goyim. According to the Rambam, he's only Av to Gerim and to Jews. And Avram got to keep his Resh and Sarah didn't. Why not? Avram should have lost his Resh just like Sarah's. If Sarai is no longer the master over Avram, so she lost her Yud, so why does Avram, who's no longer the father of Aram, get to keep his Resh? And the discussion of whether Av Hamon Goyim is referring to Goyim B'Giyusam or B'Gerusam, the Chor would appear like Rashi, that it's talking about B'Giyusam, because it's Hamon Goyim. That's the Hamon, that's the many. Because these are Goyim B'Giyusam, that they don't have a Shem Tzibur, only the Jews have a Shem Tzibur. So they're the Hamon, all those Goyim. On the other hand, Gerim, we say about them that call Gerim are not a Kikal. So they're also called Hamon, they're not a Tzibur. So maybe the Hamon is the Gerim, even though I don't know if they're Hamon Gerim. In Nedarim 31a, it says, Konim Sheninen Elazer Avram, Aser be Israel, I'm making neder that I'm not going to get enough from the seed of Abraham. He's not allowed to get enough from Jews. Mutter ben Achrim, mutter by from the seed of Abraham. He's not allowed to get enough from Jews. He's mutter get enough from Goyim. Where I ask, what about Yishmael? What about Yishmael? Yishmael is also the seed of Avram. No, Mashana Kivzuchar Yitzchak Chazari. Yitzchak is the seed. For Gemara, what about Esav? And says, be Yitzchak Lokoi. It's only part of Yitzchak. So there in the Perish HaRash, he says, Aser be Israel. The Gerim Nami B'chal Zer Avram Ninu. The Chol Shomrei Torah b'chal zarohem. Kriya t'chil l'geirim k'siv k'yav v'mon g'im nesaticha b'tchil y'av l'aram v'ata av l'chol ha'goyim. The Rush writes that he's Aser b'Yisrael, and geirim are also included in Zera Avram, because all Shomrei Torah are included in the Zera of Avram, because he was t'chil l'geirim. As it says, originally was Avla Ram, and now he's Avla Chol HaGoyim. So he's like the Rambam. This Rosh is like the Rambam. That Avamon Goyim is talking about Goyim B'Gerusan. It's talking about people who keep the Torah. Rambam Hilchos Nedarim 9:21. Asur B'Yisrael. So the Chori Yisrael Stam, even Gerim. And so learn the Parashas Drachim Adas HaRambam. But the Or Samech learns not like that, and he brings to the Namukayos the name of the Ritva. Velo Begerim, Dafukav Dekor Nabosein, and Mikom Kom Lav Zera Mikru. They're not, even though they can say Abosein, they're not really called his Zera, they're not his biological seed. So, we have two Mahalchim in the Rambam. If you say Zer Avram, are you Aser B'Gerim or not? Some say Aser B'Gerim, some say not Aser B'Gerim. So it would appear that if we say Avamon Goyim is referring to Goyim B'Giyusam, like Rashi holds explicitly that we're talking about Goyim when they're Goyim. So the word Avosenu is different than Zer Avram. Avosenu, even Goyim can say, because Avram Avinu is of Hamon Goyim, but they're still not considered Zera Avram, because even Esav and Yishmael are excluded from being Zera Avram, and certainly other Goyim, only Beitzel Karl Chazara. So it must be that of Hamon Goyim doesn't make you Zera Avram, and that's the Nemuke Yosef, the name of the Ritva, who holds Anoder Mizeh brought by Yerushalmech, Anoder Mizera Avram Mutter Begerim, because of Hamon Goyim doesn't make Zer Avram. Even Gerim aren't considered Zer Avram. Only biological Jews are considered Zer Avram. But if we say like the Rambam that Avamon Goyim, the Or Samech that I said before wasn't Bedas HaRambam, he said in the Rambam. He brings the Nemuke Yosef. I don't know if he's Bedas HaRambam, I shouldn't say. Uncle Panim, but we have the way the Parashas Drachim understands the Rambam, that us are even begeirim when you say Zerav Avram, and then you have the Or Samech and the name of the Mukayos, the name of the Ritva, that excludes geirim, and that makes sense with Rashi, because Rashi holds that what does Avamon Goyim mean? Avamon Goyim means that Avram is the Av of everybody, but they're still not Zera Avram. The Goyim aren't Zera Avram, and Gerim aren't Zera Avram. So you can be their Av, but he's not. They're not a Zera. But if we say like the Rambam that Avamon Goyim is referring only to Gerim, so then we can say like the Rush, that if Avram Avinu is Avosenu, because he's Avamon Goyim, so if you're Noder B'Zera Avram, you're also B'Gerim. Like the Parashas Drachim learns B'Shitas HaRambam. Because if you learn like the Ritva Lechora, the Ritva Nebuka Yosef, so they hold V'lo B'Geirim, the Afogav D'Korna was saying Mekom Kom Lav Zera Mikru, so Geirim aren't called the Zera, and that would make sense that he would learn the what's the Av Hamon Goyim, even the Goyim, and the Goyim are certainly not Zera Avram, the Geirim are also not Zera Avram. But the way the Parashas Drachim learns in the Rambam, no, Dafka, when he became Av Amon Goyim, he became the father to the Gerim, and there's no reason to say that if he's their father, they're not his Zera. The Ritva is explicit. He says, V'lo B'Gerim. Gerim are, he's the Av of the Gerim, but they're not his seed. You don't necessarily have to put the Ritva with Rashi. You can also say he's their father and they're not his seed. But the Gerim, it's referring specifically to the Gerim, not all Goyim. Because like we said before, it's all Goyim. And just like all Goyim are not considered Zera Avram, certainly it's also not the Gerim. But if you learn like the Parshas Drachim learns with the Asar Rambam, that Asar, what does Asar B'Yisrael mean? Is Asar B'Geirim. And what does it mean, Av Hamon Goyim? The Av father of the Geirim. And if he's their father, then Pashtus, they're his children. When a person makes a neder not to get enough from Yisrael, it also includes Geirim. So we have a basic lechokas in the Rishonim. When you say you're not getting hana from Yisrael, are you allowed to get hana from Geirim? So we have more to say. Also, B'derech HaMusar. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we will hopefully, B'Yirtzeh Hashem Darkeinu, continue in the next shiur and see more in the flow of Simcha Mishmitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.